Okay, here we go. The invitation came from Pat Carroll, Touch on Twitter. He's behind my back. So is Greg Canty. In front of me is D-Dub Fusion, and we're about to go in and hear the speeches. I was about to get a drink, but now the speeches have started. I've got to capture some of the audio to let you hear. Excuse me. Excuse me, guys. I need to get the... Excuse me, guys. Sorry. I have to...
Sorry.
Excuse me, sorry.
You're all more than welcome to come along. If you're lucky enough to find
excuse me, guys.
With Dublin Web Seminar, you'll also see that you're entitled to a free pint when you come along. So I might introduce you to Pat Phelan, who's one of the people here this evening who's helped to make this happen. Pat?
Thanks, Sarah.
That was Dara Hickey, one of the Dublin Web Summit founders.
I don't want to say too much because we have the Deputy Lord Mayor here. But just thanks to the Web Summit, and big thanks to Ernest and his crew here who've been brilliant, you know. Everybody's got vouchers, drink tickets, everything. So the most important thing, and I've said to everybody tonight, kind of, you know, like I've been at hundreds of these all over the world, is start networking. If you're looking for a job, if you're looking to sell something, work your way around the room. Don't get stuck in one conversation for the whole night. Just keep moving, and that's my only advice. And James here. From Calder Dojo.
James Welton, local star.
He's been sick for the last few weeks, but he's been
he doesn't look sick
good.
Now.
Yeah. So, do you want
to... Oh, no, it's good fun. It's good to see that there are people here. Though we're kind of winging it since last week. But it's good to see that there's a good community building and like that there are decent, nice people who will give you time and talk to you and so on. So I mean it's really starting, like, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Dublin now and it's really awesome to see that the Cork scene is really building up. So I mean I think bar on top of that's enough said. A few drinks.
Definitely. He's a really young guy. He's only just out of school. This is Deputy Lord Mayor of Cork. And she's on Twitter. Very big active user of Twitter.
No problem. Ladies and gents, I had a prepared speech, but I don't think it's the forum for it.
She's putting her speech on the chair.
Speaking to the first ever Cork Pub Summit. I was quite looking forward to Sabrina Dent's presentation on how not to be a wanker online, and I thought maybe there was a forum for that and how not to be a wanker in real life, but maybe that's for a different forum and a different event. My first interaction with the tech community in Cork was probably in 2008 when Damien Mulley included my website in one of his fluffy links, along with a text that read, Fine Gael and Cork have their own Sarah Palin? ?
And actually, she looks a little like Sarah Palin.
It was rather unflattering, I suppose, the fact that a social media mogul like Damien Mulley mentioning me did get me some traction. And as Damien so modestly put it, he was probably the biggest source of traffic to my website in any single day. And that was probably true until November 2009, when we had some rather remarkable flooding in Cork City. And at one stage during the night, there was over 800 tons of water being pumped into the city per second from the Inniscarra Dam. And I think it was at that point that I actually found the real niche for my personal use of social media through Twitter and Facebook and through SMS texts. And it was just a way of communicating with my constituents immediately and getting information to them. Just to echo what some of the guys have said, while the economy is flailing a small bit at the moment, I work for a tech company myself. And we had about 10 employees 12 months ago. We now have 26 and we're trying to hire 3 more people. So I think the economy and the future of the economy really does rest in the tech world. So just to say congrats to Pat Phelan and to James Welton to welcome you all to Cork. I hope we stay and spend some of your money and we're looking forward to seeing you here again. Thank you very much.
Thank goodness for audio blue because there are no microphones here and half of the people at the back won't hear a thing.
Wow.
Hey, Pat, what's her company's name?
I think it's You Get It Back.
I never heard of it.
That's very good. Brilliant company.
I never knew she was a tech entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
I just thought she was a politician.
No, she works with a tech company called You Get It Back. Laura. Just one second.
I mean, this is pretty...
What is
the name of it?
You Get It Back.
I never knew you. Yeah. I thought you were just a politician.
No. I have a day job as well, unfortunately, yeah. So You Get It Back, we do security software for laptops and mobiles and work a lot with the insurance industries. So that's my day job.
You've gone way up in my estimation.
Well,
no, I mean
now,
that sincerely.
I'm the accountant for the company. I'm not doing anything.
It doesn't matter. You work. I mean,
you're
in
the room. You have to work.
Oh, yeah. Look, okay. Thanks a million. Thank you. Great. Good on you. Wow, wow. Look, Pat Carroll. Oh, no, John Peevoy. Sorry, Pat Carroll. I need to talk John Peevoy. John Peevoy, you're a global...
We need
trotter.
To talk golf, though, don't we?
No, is that what you want to talk about?
Absolutely.
Tell me, okay, say something. John Peevoy, you're J-O-H-N-P-E-A-V-O-Y. Okay, you've got the platform. You're on Audio Boo. You're live. Golf is your platform.
Golf is my platform. A sport that I love. More for the social aspect than the sporting aspect. Although I can hit a decent ball occasionally.
Do you talk to your players? Because a lot of people go on the golf course in the zone and they don't speak at all.
I've never played and I wouldn't play with anyone that doesn't speak to you. It's about the walk and it's about the fun. And it's, of course, about the competition because that really brings out the best in everyone. But I love golf for that whole package, not just a small portion of hitting the ball. If I was serious enough and wanted to play golf, I'd go out on my own and hit the ball and do all the sort of stuff that all the professionals do.
Do you know what I'd love to do? In a very serious project, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd love to mic, let's say, two people up. Or in fact, I'd love to mic a four ball up, right?
Mm.
And I'd love to actually record the entire round, right? Now, obviously, you get somebody who's a good audio engineer to edit it, right? But... there are a whole load of people who are perplexed by golf, right? Especially people who are partners of golf obsessives, you know. I call myself, I love golf too, right? So what goes on a golf course is a mystery to people who don't play, right? And it would be fascinating to actually have the entire... I'm bouncing an idea off you. This is a long 1 minute pitch. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. Most of the reason why
you
I
play golf.
Most of the reason I play golf is to catch up with people that I've not caught up with for a while. To enjoy a bit of sport because we don't get enough time to play sport.
And do you play indoor soccer, by the way?
I used to, but not.
My knees are gone too.
Yeah. So, but honestly, Paul, if you mic'd up, we have a golf society. Let me give you an example. We have a golf society in the village at home, in a tiny village in the middle of Ireland called Kinnity.
It's in what county?
Offaly, of course. The number one county in Ireland. You must remember that. But we have a golf society that has no airs and graces, that has guys that are typically hurlers or have been hurlers all their life.
They're very sharp at golf, hurlers. Don't talk to me about hurlers.
That have guys that are 15 years old to 85 years old. And they have, from April to October, one outing a month. It brings people back to the general area that are working in Galway, in Cork, in Dublin, in Belfast, even overseas.
Okay, I got somebody in Chicago who comes from Offaly. Can they join in?
Anyone can join. We have guests. We have people that are from the village. But it brings people back, and it's a reason to come back and meet your friends that you've not met for weeks or months.
Which county in Ireland was Obama's ancestors from?
From Moneygall in Offaly.
Right, so does Obama play golf?
I believe he actually does. And Bill Clinton used to play golf.
Right. Well,
I actually saw Bill Clinton's golf.
Oh, did you? That's another audiobook, right? We parked that. Actually, that is a good audiobook. We'll come back. We'll do that on the golf course.
But going back to your question about miking up people, it would be like miking up people in a pub with just maybe an extended time period and a bit more broad range of conversation. But it's fabulous because it is all I couldn't imagine not talking.
You're more techie than me, right? You know what you're talking about. I'm just a concept guy, right? But we'll come back to that, you know. I'm mic'd up four-balling golf. The guy I spent a huge chunk of the day with is South African, right? I was perplexed about the culture in Ireland in relation to golf. We got a little bit more time, yeah. Because I went around Foto Island Golf Course with a whole lot of people I didn't know. And the conversation in general wasn't very interesting because they didn't know who I was. And it took me every effort I could to get a decent conversation out of them, right? They'd say things, they'd answer questions, and after a while I'd give up, right? Now, I spoke to John Tanam about what the culture in South African golf is like. And he says very clearly, you go out onto the golf course to hold conversation and you hit balls as you go along. Right? Straight as that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You do business on the golf course in South Africa, right? You talk business from the beginning to the end of the golf course, right? You hit balls. Now, in Ireland, it seems to me that people go into the zone. Now, maybe it's just because they don't know me. And they're, you know, people in Ireland want to be sure who they're talking to before they'll open up, right? They're very, very cagey in my experience, right?
I think, Paul, that's more a function of the golf course you're in and the company you're with.
Because Coda costs oodles of money to join.
So if
actually, it's got a lot cheaper, by the way.
I do know that.
But it used to be €40,000 per year was the divvy up fee.
But I would say it's
and
very it much...
Only six people pay that, by the way.
But it is a function of the people you're with and the course you're on.
Really? So if I was in Offaly... Now, if I... No, don't get me wrong. I know if I was out with the Golf Society, it would be different.
Yes. But even... It is a bit about the course you're on. Societies are different. But in general, if you go, for example, to the Netherlands, right? Golf is very much an elitist sport in the Netherlands. You have to have a license, you have to do lessons, and you have to qualify as a golfer in the Netherlands. You can't just pick up a set of clubs and go and play a game on any course in the Netherlands.
So they protect their course from people who will dig it up?
Pretty much. But also probably make it less interesting.
I have to ask Pat Carroll, come in here, do you play golf?
No.
Oh, you're no good. Do you play golf?
No.
You're no good either. So
anyway, on. Just but that's...
Hang on. Have you ever caddied on a golf course? What would you like to join a four-ball in which you were a caddy for the conversation, Pat, right? We don't need you. You know, nowadays we don't need anyone to carry. But would you be a caddy for the conversation? No, that's a leading question. He's pausing.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Probably not, right?
So...
Would you be a caddy for the conversation? No. We got...
Would you drive a golf buggy for the conversation?
Yes, would you drive a golf buggy, yeah.
In general, yeah, not for the conversation.
Okay, well then, you're back to your golfers, really.
Okay, yeah, so that's fair enough. Okay, look, we should stop the audio because we have to listen, you know, I have the Mayor of Cork on here, Pat Phelan.
The
Netherlands is very important. No, come back. The thing is, I spent the day with Human and Kind, right, today. Two Dutch guys... Founders of a skincare business, headquartered in Cork. Their products are on sale in Dubai, in the Mall in Dubai. They've got a range of skincare products, right? They're kind of intervening in a market where one of their products can stand for 9 products my wife buys, right? It will, you know, all these... That's the idea, right? Now, this is my own individual pitch for that company, right? They're not hiring me to say this, but they're both Dutch. And one of them, at least one of them, and I think two of them, play golf. So if you fancy a game of golf with some Dutch people, that could be arranged.
Yes, well, I do fancy a round of golf, and we've obviously promised to play
together. Who's the man who we're going to play with?
Simon Welband, S. Welband on Twitter.
No underscore?
No, just all one word, S-W-H-E-L-B-A-N-D on Twitter.
He may listen to this, because we'll send him the link on Twitter.
Yes.
Right? And I agree, we will fix to play, right? And I'll have a discussion with you offline about the complexities of getting you two guys who are not members onto the course at Rhode Island. And it is easy. But
and we can discuss all of these aspects on the golf course. All of these discussions.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank goodness we're not. Is this meant to be a pub, is it?
It is. Allegedly.